You want to make sure it's a serious blast of intestinal sculpture. Not some half-hearted rabbit droppings. But you are the fetid leavings of the human animal. I had a group of scientists at NIH come up with this. I said, give me the meal you can eat that will give you the most volatility. Please try this only at your own risk. And of course, you must be 18. This will be the massive from hell. I give you the list of ingredients. Use them only if you dare. You must ingest these ingredients in the order I give them to you for maximum volatility. 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil. 12 pickled cocktail onions. 12 green stuffed olives. 1 coarsely chopped pickled beet. 6 coarsely chopped pimentos. 1 cup of cooked whole kernel corn. 1 link of hot Italian sausage. Rare. 1 12-ounce can of malt liquor. 2 1-ounce shots of red wine vinegar. 2 1-ounce shots of cultured buttermilk. And keep handy, but do not drink, 1 cup of extra strong black coffee. That's what sets it all going. Now, the other ingredients, you can down at your house. But keep in mind, once you drink the half cup of black coffee, or the whole cup of black coffee, that's the catalyst that starts everything brewing. Now, 1/2 hour after you drink the coffee, you better damn well be near a parcel and convenience. Because you're going. Want to or not, you're going. I came up with this for revenge. When I figured out who left the upper decker at the Grease Palace, I waited till their Christmas party came round. It was in a high-rise office building. But I knew that the president of the company, who had left my upper decker, had his own executive washroom. And that's where I planned to strike. And so, as I winced and knocked down the 2 1-ounce shots of cultured buttermilk, I knew I was ready. I said, bring on the party! I felt powerful as I walked amongst them. Like the mad bomber must have felt 20 years ago. Smiling outwardly, but knowing full well I had a blast in my belly. They came up to me, they said, Grace, good you to make it. You're a martini man. Would you like a martini? I said, no. Just give me a cup of black coffee.
Can you make it?
They said, sure. I said, I got a little hangover. Well, they gave me the coffee. I drank it down, and before you know it, that coffee started working. I felt my guts. I said, where's the president's washroom, please? And someone said, it's right around the corner. Well, just as I was making my way to the president's washroom, an announcement came over the loudspeaker in the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention. Attention, we have an emergency fire drill.
Hang on a second. second. I gotta drop off something here in one of these offices, all right? I ran around the corner, and I tell you what, I let fly with a blast. I quickly up trail. People came pounding around the corner wondering, what the hell was that?
By then, I had my britches up, and I was smoking a Camel.
I said, I don't know, must be something inside the building. They looked around, but they didn't see anything.
We all got back on the elevator. And as we rode to the ground, I couldn't help but feel a pang of guilt for the poor mailman that was going to have to empty out the chute the next morning.